Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We glorify your name on today, God. We exalt your name on today, God. We magnify your name, God. We come to Father God to seek your face, O God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your presence in this place, O God. We glorify you on today. We worship you today. We magnify your name, God. You alone are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, O God. Lord, we exalt your name on tonight and say, after we, God, let your will be done, O God. The light of everything is not like you, O God. And we lose your spirit in this house, God. And we say, have your way in this house, O God. Lord, touch, O God. Your people on tonight, God. Meet us right where we are, O God. We ask, O God, that you will stay true, that you will change lives, that you will set the captives free, O God. Lord, we ask that you would heal the sick on tonight, God. That you, Father God, will open the eyes of the blind. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will hallelujah, have your way, O God. Let your will be done, O God, on earth as you have already ordained in heaven, O God. Lord, we love us today. We bless your name and we worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name, O God. You alone are worthy, God. And there is none like you, O God. We have served your Lord, O God, little here and there, O God. Yet we have not had any like you, O God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for this birthday, O God. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you come in here with that divine mercy with you, O God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you that your word will not come back to you, Lord, O God. That you will accomplish everything that you sent it to do, O God. Lord, we give you the heart of those who are listening, O God. Speak to the hearts of those who are sinful, God. Speak to the hearts of those who are watching, O God, on the internet, O God. Speak to the hearts of those who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your presence, O God. We thank you for your power, God. We thank you for your peace, O God. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that you are today, God. Lord, so you can be your mother and for your glory, O God. As we bring the bread of life, O God. And we say, Lord, hallelujah, let us not leave this place. Let us not leave this time. Let us not leave, hallelujah, this sanctuary. Let us not leave your presence the same way that we came in, O God. And that is the only thing that is done, O God. We will be ever so careful to give you and you alone the glory, honor, and the praise. And it's in the presence that the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Let the light of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day, God. This is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's stand here together and give God praise. Father, your word is ready today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And your book will write to the word. Turn with me to the book, hallelujah, of Jeremiah 29. Hallelujah. We're going to have a lot of scriptures tonight, so I will be moving fast. Make sure that you are writing down the scriptures, because I'm not going to wait for you to get here tonight. Amen. I just want to drop the sense. I just want to flow prophetically as the Lord leads me. Amen. Hallelujah. Just be able to flow and speak and share as much as I can from what I've written down. And then what the Lord is going to say, I'm going to need to go to that as well. Jeremiah 29, a very familiar text, verses 11 through 13. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For I know the Lord that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace to give you and to defend it in it. This shall be called unto thee, and he shall go and pray unto thee, and I will hearken unto you. And he shall seek me and find me when he shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the truth that God wants me to start with tonight as I talk about manifesting God's plan in your life. Amen. Tonight we're going to be talking about manifesting God's plan in our lives. Amen. So God said, first and foremost, you got to let the people know, let my people know that I do have a plan for their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. And God said, we have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us. He said, and here, he said, I love the plan. I'm thinking towards you. Amen. The NIV version says, I know the plan that I have for you. Amen. And the NIV says, plan to prosper you and not to harm you. A plan to give you a purpose and a future. But I pray that I'm reading it from the King James Version on tonight because God says, I know. Look, there's no doubt in God's mind about the thought and he's thinking towards you. Amen. God says, I know the thought that I'm thinking towards you. I'm a thought of good, my God. That's for peace, he said. And that word for peace is prosperity. That word for peace is health. That word for peace is my heart. Everything went well. Hallelujah. He said, I'm for peace. Hallelujah. And not of evil. That means that God will protect my all the rest of the enemy. Amen. So we can rejoice to know that God, in his son, we admire the rest of us and the devil has kept us out of the way of the devil.
Verses 19 and 24, and we're just going to read 30, verse 33. I'm Amen. Hallelujah. This world will get you a lot of trouble. God is good,
Yes, he is. May not know who you are, but it was also right on top. Amen. Romans 8. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 26. Romans 8, 26 to 28. Have the way, Lord. We are listening. Speak, Lord. Somebody say, speak, Lord. For your servants are listening. Amen. Romans 8, 26 to 28. It says, but if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also tells our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we are, but the Spirit itself makes the intercession for us. For the world which cannot be held. And he that serves the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he gave the intercession for the way. According to the will of God. By God, by God. Hallelujah. And we know that all things work together for the good.
Thank you.
through. He wants us to tap into the mind of the Spirit. And he in Romans 8:28, which is our scripture, God was working in his past. He said, let them know that I'm always working. In the middle of every situation, whatever they put up, and most of them will still feel my purpose. I'm always working in the middle of every situation, whatever they put up, in order for them to fulfill my purpose. Yeah, yeah, something like that's the reason you're here. Yeah, you're not just around here, you're not around here. Yeah, I think just drop through your mind of room for the reason.
Yeah. not necessarily how I'm going to do it, but that's what you want me to do. Yes. What God has shown me and He wants me to do. But then I have to keep going back to God. We have to keep going back to God to see how we want us to do what we want us to do. My God. We have to keep going back to God for further instructions. Yeah. We have to keep going back to God for our mind before us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because God is going to continue to be dealing with you what you have to do, 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 what you have to do. Hallelujah. As I said, ABCD, or SSD, if you got to go there, and so we're not going to show you everything at the same time.
Somebody say God's good for His word.
word to word.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mark. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5.
Mark chapter 5, verse 35. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5, verse 35. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What do you say? What do you yet say? There comes from the ruler of the synagogue house. Churches, we said, thy ruler is dead. Why shall thou answer in prayer? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be thou afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man the prophet, said Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he came up to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seated the temple, and stood at rest and rest, waiting. And when he was come, and he said unto them, why make you this ado? And we, the dead is not dead, but sleeping. And the bathroom was born. For when he had put the lamb out, he came the father and the mother of the damsel, so, and then that will bring him and enter in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Tabitha cumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I beg unto thee, arise. And the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And if you see that in the prayer where we have had Peter stop her, now you can't let Peter stop you. What happened? If the other had stopped when they came to them and that's the word of the day.
I'm going to We thank you, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Let's go over to the book of James, chapter 2. We talk about manifesting God. I put God on the Bible. So we have to make sure that we are showing
Thank you.
down to the ground of a river. You cannot shoot down to that of my Christ. That means I have to elevate this mindset. My life is not going to be that way. My mind is constantly in order to get the high road. So let's go to verse 4. Verse 4. And I'm almost finished. And I do hear the people today and tomorrow. And Thursday, I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I will walk today and tomorrow and the day tomorrow. For it cannot be that a prophet perish out of
Jerusalem.
Amen. Hallelujah. And these are people say, I gotta keep going. And that's what I'm saying. You are today. You must keep going. Hallelujah. You gotta keep going. No matter what happens, keep going. Keep moving on. And you gotta move further than the other person that I have a lot of questions. Jerusalem. You hear God and see your purpose is fulfilled. You hear God and your God is finished with you. He prepared the work for the bad to you to do. You hear God and see your God.
You are worthy. We We have a place to have a soul in the lost,
and allow this church to win souls to your kingdom. So God, show us what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. So we thank you for our family members being saved. We thank you for our children and our friends being saved. We thank you for our communities being saved. So as we go down to this place, be with us. Thank you for your angels that reside in our houses. Thank you for your angels that keep us safe here. And until we meet again on this upcoming Lord's Day, be with us in Jesus' name. People of God say amen. Let's go down to this place and serve God. The anniversary service is Sunday. Amen. We've got more about the apostle and Paul. I've been communicating with them. So many people are asking directions to the church, and this is going to be an awesome time. Thank all of you in advance, those who are not here who are working on this. We know it's going to be spectacular. Praise the team is going to be heard. It's just going to be awesome. Amen. And we're expecting God to move mighty through apostles at utility and our spiritual mom and our daughter's traveling as well, along with some other people across the mouth. But keep promoting it, keep inviting your family and friends. It's just going to be awesome. I'm so humbled because 12 years of ministry tonight, come on, somebody. And we thank God that His grace has gotten us this far. And continue to be with us. So as you prepare for Sunday, we believe God is going to show up and show up. Amen. God is going to go in peace and serve God. Amen. Hallelujah.
The block.